Around 80,000 fans belted out a couple of hearty renditions of the French national anthem on Tuesday night during France's match against Belarus at the Stade de France. France won the encounter 2-1 to advance to next summer's World Cup in Russia. The French went into the game 1 point ahead of second place Sweden, who are playing in the Netherlands. Goals from Antoine Griezmann and Olivier Giroud secured the victory for Les Bleus. As things turned out, they could have drawn or even lost, as Sweden went down 2-0 in Amsterdam. While France's qualification was in doubt right up until their last match in Group A, England advanced to Russia with one game to spare. They beat Slovenia 1-0 at Wembley, but the win came late. Tottenham Hotspur striker Harry Kane scored in second-half stoppage time to get the 3 points. England manager Gareth Southgate conceded his side was not yet the finished article.
You know, was given the job to keep things steady a year ago. The objective was to qualify for Russia. Now we have the opportunity to look, how do we evolve the team? You know, we had to keep winning, and we have to keep trying to give young players an opportunity to mature. To marry all of those things is difficult. And is this team exactly where we want it to be? Of course it isn't. You know, it is young, and it is learning how to win. And I've got to say, the players give me absolutely everything, and I couldn't ask any more of them individually. They're going to improve, but it is a work in progress.
For England's long-suffering fans, there really doesn't seem to have been much progress at all for decades. The country that gave the game of football to the world is not exactly a world beater. England won the World Cup in 1966 and haven't been to the final since. Latterly, they've been surpassed by other European countries such as France, Spain, Italy and Germany. The Germans lost in that 1966 final, but the Germans have won the trophy in 1974, 1990 and 2014. They've also been in finals in 1982, 1986 and 2002. That's consistent. England haven't been able to replicate anything near that kind of efficiency, nor have England's finest been able to parade any flair. Southgate admitted the onus was on the players to impose their style, even against obdurate opponents such as Slovenia.
Always, we have a responsibility to create chances and bring excitement to get the crowd excited. So we can't expect that they make it a cauldron without us doing that. So what do? Well, we have to show the resilience that whatever the atmosphere, our job's to get the result. And in the end, for English football, crucial to be at a World Cup. Absolutely crucial, you know, for everybody.
England will go into the World Cup looking for some kind of redemption. Back in Brazil 3 years ago, under Roy Hodgson, they went out after the group stages. Hodgson was in charge for the Euro 2016 campaign, and England were turned over in the last 16 by Iceland. Hodgson quit soon after the defeat in Nice. His replacement, Sam Allardyce, resigned in September 2016 after being filmed by undercover reporters making inappropriate comments. Southgate's been in charge ever since. Iceland's Lars Lagerbäck also left after the Euro 2016 tournament, but it was all very gentlemanly. Heimir Hallgrímsson, who was his assistant during the Euro campaign, took over, and the former dentist has led Iceland to their first World Cup. The Iceland fans became famous during the Euros for their chanting and the way they saluted their players, raising arms high above their heads and clapping slowly. It was all very atmospheric and looked very Viking. The fans were doing their thunderclap after a 2-0 victory over Kosovo in Reykjavik secured a spot in Russia. Iceland's success is a spectacular achievement. They were drawn in Group I with the likes of Turkey, Croatia and Ukraine. But the players from a country of 335,000 inhabitants have advanced. Iceland has the honour of becoming the smallest nation in terms of population to qualify for the finals. Annar Bill Gunnarsson is the technical director at the Iceland Football Association.
Well, there was obviously a party after the game. We had a party, but since then we've been just planning next friendlies, planning the ticket thing. There are a lot of people calling in, wanting to find out how to get a ticket to Russia and so on. So, yeah, we're just started planning everything.
The experience of the Euros, do you think that will help you do the organization for Russia?
Yeah, of course, a lot. You know, that was the first time we did it, so there are a lot of things that we could have done better, even though it was a successful tournament for us. So we'll definitely take the experience from that tournament and help us with the World Cup.
You're the technical director. Did you ever think you'd be looking into something like this, a football World Cup?
After we qualified for the Euros for the first time, we saw that we had a team that was good enough. Obviously, our group was extremely strong, so we weren't maybe super optimistic before it, but winning the group is amazing. And but the aim was always to go to Russia. We wanted to try to qualify straight, and if not, then go to the playoffs. So that's what we tried to do, and that's what happened, actually.
What's the demand for tickets been like? Will you have more people looking for tickets than your allocation?
Well, when we were in France last summer, then I think there were about 30,000 Icelandics who went to games. That is 10% of the nation. It's a bit of a longer journey and travel to Russia, and there's a long journey between the events, the stadiums. So I'm not sure how many people will. Obviously, everybody wants to go to Russia, but it's much more expensive and it's much more complicated travel to go to Russia than to France. So hopefully we'll get as many as in France, but I'm not sure if that's possible.
And you personally, how do you see the team doing?
Well, obviously it depends on the draw. On the 1st of December, there will be a draw into groups. Well, if you beat Croatia and Ukraine, Turkey, you know, then you can pretty much beat everyone, I think. So the aim will definitely be, first of all, just to progress from the group. We're not just going there because it's fun to go to the World Cup. We're going there to win as many games as possible. So, you know, we are optimistic. We have a strong side. It's difficult to play against Iceland. And, you know, we probably won the toughest group in the qualifying round. So I think you cannot underestimate us anymore, I think. I think we can beat pretty much everyone if we have a good day.
If Iceland were one of the surprises from the European qualifying zone, Panama were their counterparts from the Central American zone. On October the 11th, Panama came from behind to beat Costa Rica 2-1 and claim the third automatic qualifying place. The country's president, Juan Carlos Varela, declared a national holiday on Thursday so that the partying could continue. Honduras grabbed the slot for the playoffs after beating already qualified Mexico 3-2. The United States failed to make it to the World Cup for the first time since 1986, following their defeat against Trinidad and Tobago. While we won't be hearing the American national anthem, we will get to listen to the Argentine national anthem. The 2014 runners-up only booked their ticket in the last match in the South American qualifying zone. Uruguay, Colombia and Brazil have the other automatic spots, and Peru are into the playoffs against New Zealand. There are no playoffs in the African qualifying zone, and so far only Nigeria and Egypt have advanced. The three other countries will be known next month. There's no uncertainty, though, for Russia. The hosts haven't had to qualify for the 21st edition of the World Cup. Russia will kick off the tournament on the 14th of June at the Luzhniki Stadium in Moscow. The final will be at the same venue on July the 15th. And the competition that started with 32 teams will be down to 2.
This song ain't big enough for the both of us.
Well, that's it from Sports Insight for this week. My thanks to Alain Bleu for studio production. From me, Paul Myers, ciao.